The Red Sox get a run.
Tim Jameson is hanging up the cleats, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to say that if it happens, the organization is missing a very important person woven in the fabric of this culture. They represent everything the Edmonton Eskimos are about, and I'm still shocked. And I'm hoping that we, in all honesty, have the opportunity to convince them otherwise.
Who's your first line of defense against certain unsavory types?
Yeah, I just totally don't think Sean is ready for it. I honestly think if I have to be left to you guys, it's just like some innocent guy in the water with sharks and bleeding. So, geez, Dave, no, it's, in all seriousness, it's just a, I hope it, something can happen that it doesn't happen. But if he does, we understand his commitment to his family. We understand his commitment to being a good husband and to being a great father. And Dave has always had the right perspective when it came to family and career. And I applaud him for the decision. But at the same time, we have to be a little bit selfish and hope that we can reverse his decision.
When did you find out?
After practice yesterday. And, you know, it was a big pill to swallow, but we all understand and we all respect Dave for his decision.
Give me your capsulization of these 3 days.
I thought today was a day where we got to see whether or not those guys can function in terms of the tempo that we want in practice and that we've established as our ID. They function fairly well. Still, there's some issues with conditioning. Some guys are going to have to realize that 20-second play clock, it comes pretty fast in a preseason game where the starters are not going to play a lot. They're going to get the bulk of the reps. Their performance is going to be judged based on the way they do things, and we can't have any excuses in terms of conditioning.
Good on that. Junior players, once they got here, just kind of your assessment on them after 3 days.
One will be invited to the main camp. Performed extremely well. We were monitoring him for the last couple of years. Thought that he would perform well, and he did. And we're going to invite him to the main camp. That's a good opportunity for those guys to get some exposure and see how things work at the professional level. Encourage them and encourage the program. And for our benefit, if we see someone that has the ability, as this young man has, we get the opportunity to invite him to the main camp.
No hand talk.
No. And the reason why is because we haven't told the players yet, and I would feel remiss if I were to tell you guys before they know.
For the other kids too, I mean, I was talking to Jeff Stead, and he was saying, you know, they bring them back a positive experience and help their teams as well.
Yeah, hopefully they take back a positive experience, and hopefully we make them technically better. Our job as coaches, it was mandated, is don't try to indoctrinate them in our system. Make certain that if you guys have noticed, we intermittently place them in, and we put them in positions where they're going to run routes and concepts that they will run in their normal routine or normal day. We let them go through all the individual drills, go through the meetings and the field. We're not going to allow them to be indoctrinated in our system and screw their coaches, because now they have to reverse what we've done. We simply try to keep it technical for those guys.
How about the rest of these guys, Kevin? How much room do you have to bring to main camp from
here? We can bring all of them. We've economized our roster so that we can bring all of them to camp. There may be one or two guys that we don't take to the main camp, but for the most part, they're going to make it there. The biggest thing is to try to get them acclimated in rookie camp. Now we get to gauge their performance versus the veteran guy. Not to be too premature in terms of our decision or judgment of the guys. Give them a few days for acclimation and then pass the judgment. They'll have until about Monday to prove they can play or not play.
You knew coming into this where in your mind the question marks were in your lineup. Did you start to see answers starting to form a little bit in the last 3 days?
Yes, we did. Like I said, a couple of guys started to separate themselves yesterday. With the quarterbacks, we partitioned to let Kerry and Steven not practice so that those guys can get the reps and allow them to sort 3 through 4, 5 or 6 themselves. And we were pretty clear that those guys have done that, and that was a tremendous benefit. Those guys, in terms of the receiver core, started to balance themselves out. We put defensive backs in different positions to see if they can play inside, and got a clear answer on who can play inside, and we'll reorganize our depth chart now. Excellent.